that as of June 21st, 2019, we now have had royal assent for Bill C-81, which is an act that will eliminate barriers for persons with disabilities, the Accessible Canada Act. This is the big news for this year, and maybe some people were not aware, but I just wanted to bring that up. We all should be very proud of the work that has been put into this, making this possible by many members across our great country over the past several years. Through the all the discussions in the round tables and different teleconferencing that has been going on. Members have presented to Canada Transportation Authority, the CTA, the Canadian Radio and Telecommunications Corporation, CRTC, completed many submissions to government and met and spoke with the various ministers involved in the process. Now the next round begins with writing regulations to ensure the Act is enforced. Today we're going to approve the minutes of our last AGM, receive the report of the President, receive audits, the audit financial statements of the accountant, and appoint the public accountant's remuneration. Thank you all for attending in person or by phone. Louise Gillis. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the 2018 AGM. These have been circulated to everyone, and you have had the opportunity to have read them. So now I take it. These minutes will be presented as corrected with a couple of names that had been omitted on the list, and those have been added, will be added to it as you receive the report. Okay, I'll try and speak up for you. Okay.
I might be going
deaf. Okay, I appreciate. So the looking for somebody to move the minutes as presented with the corrections for the 2018 AGM. So somebody over on the
past
hour. Okay. Second. So those will be voted upon at the end in the when you present your code at the voting following. Okay, the President's report. That has also been circulated. I'm not going to read through the lengthy report at this time, but the majority of you would have read them, would have received it and have read it, I'm assuming. So that, again, too, has been circulated and you have received them. The next item we have is the Executive Director's report. And Jim, would you like to say something?
Yep, okay. The President's report covered a wide range of the Council's work and the work that we're doing on programs. I'd like to highlight a few points first. For our 75th anniversary, our sponsor's dinner was a highlight for exposure and recognition of the Council by all our sponsors, major government departments, and other sponsors that we have been working with. The work of Shelley and Kim and Jim, to mention a few, working with Via Rail was a highlight and a recognition of what the Council members can bring to the table for a change. We were consulted prior to the work being done on accessibility rather than afterwards. Our GTT program has and continues to be a successful program across most of the country. Our iHealth and mobile eye clinic continues to operate, and we are looking to partner with others to enhance the program and give it a wider coverage. As a smaller organization compared to the CNIB, some may say we have challenges trying to compete. But rather than compete, we will look at areas where we can deliver and complement what is out there. We are a smaller organization, but we have some great people and are doing a great job.
Sorry, I was not on cue there. The next item is the presentation of the audited financial statements. You have received those statements as well, And they are in your records to look and available for the accepting them as received. And item number 7 is the appointment of the public accountant and to fix the remuneration for the public accountant. So the public accountant is KPMG as stated, and Jim will speak.
The audited financial statements have been sent out and you have received them. I would like to mention our new accountant did an excellent job for working with the auditors to have this completed within a tight time frame. Well done, Dee. We have some challenges getting the statements in various formats from the accountants also. This was a bit of a rush as they came in a little later than last year. This is an area we're going to be working on a little bit closely in advance next time we send them out, and we're going to look at different ways of making them more accessible. And this has always been a problem, but we're working at going above and beyond on that, getting it out to the members in a format that they can understand. Upon review and looking back over the many years, the statements have been quite consistent with very few and no dramatic changes, either in revenue or expenses. The council still has a strong financial footing and looks to be sustainable into the future with the careful and prudent management. We finished with a deficit of $35,569, which is a little better than expected, and we will be working to a break-even position for 2019. As stated in my report, we will be looking at partners for the mobile clinics and iHealth programs to reduce costs and improve revenue for the future to expand the program. We continue to be pleased with KPMG, our auditors, and after discussion with the board, has recommended them again for next year. It is important as a national charity that we have a large national auditor to give the donors, government, and other sponsors and funders confidence in our financial statements and operations. So therefore, I recommend again that we support KPMG for our auditors for next year, and we need a motion on that.
Moved by Jim and
second by Teresa.
So that will be voted on in the following. So thank you for all for being here. And we had our legal advisor in Sturge and Germs with us, Charles Hoffman. Charles Hoffley. And Jim Prowse and Louise Gillis at the head table here. And thank you for those who came with us here today. So we'll move past the meeting to be adjourned at this point. Voting is open until 5:30 Eastern.
I haven't covered here. I wonder if I could just make an observation on an email that came to me just yesterday from our good friend and colleague Albert Noel about a survey being done by Accessible Canada about any problems that people with disabilities have had that they should know of. Now, I tried to click on the link that Albert sent, and it didn't work. So I got in touch. I got in touch with Accessible Canada. Thank you for the mic.
Yeah.
And they have sent me a link. I will circulate this link to CCB through Shelley or whatever, so that all members who have access to computers can access it. They also have arrangements whereby people who don't have computers can take the survey by telephone. You just arrange to book an appointment with them. But I think it's very important that all of us who can respond to this survey, the timeline is very tight. The end of the survey period is a week from Friday, the 5th of July, which I think is too short, and I have told them so.
Right.
But just to draw your attention to it, I haven't actually seen the survey yet, but it gives us a chance to let Accessible Canada know about our experiences with a disability.
Good point. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you for that, Fran. And I, too, did try that last night, but was not able to get it and have another chance.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you.